Welcome to your daily devotional. May 8th, Sure Words. Psalm chapter 89 in verse 34. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. In Psalm 89, Ethan reflects upon the fact that God always keeps his promises to his people. Specifically, the Davidic covenant is in view. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. Your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. This word is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Messiah, and our God who reigns. We find many promises of God in the Bible, many of which have already been fulfilled to the letter. We need only read of God's promises of the work of the Savior, recorded in Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53, to see this. Has the earth ever again been destroyed by a flood? Has not the nation of Israel been preserved despite satanic opposition and persecution? Cannot the same be said for the church? Can it not also be said of you, has the Lord God failed to preserve you? Some accuse the Lord of altering his word, not understanding the progressive nature of the revelation of God in the Bible. But he himself says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." God has given you the roadmap to eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He will not move the goalposts on this or anything else. Our God is faithful and can be trusted to do as he promises. Let us also apply this to ourselves. When we give our word, do we hold to it? Do we say one thing and do another? Do we make a promise and then attach strings when it is time to keep it? How sure is your word? Are you too hasty to speak without thinking? Do not be rash with your mouth. And let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. The more we say and the more promises and commitments we make, the more likely we will be trapped into tracking them back in the end. Because the Lord keeps his word, he is found to be trustworthy. Do you keep your word even when it may involve difficulty or inconvenience? Are you trustworthy? Are you like the Lord you profess to follow? Let's seek to imitate Christ, and may our words be sure words.